Hello, this is Robert Smigel with Europe's podcast, where we talk to the entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Malta. Now, get ready for an inspiring conversation with Nico Haper. Nico is a trained engineer who spent 14 years in the German automotive industry. 15 years ago, he started his own business specializing in energy efficiency consulting. However, in 2024, a change in legislation brought his business to a halt. Since 2019, he has been living in Malta and has taken a new direction. Today, he develops and sells remote-controlled cars, a field that perfectly combines technology, innovation, and precision. Nico, welcome to Europe's podcast. Thanks for taking the time to share your entrepreneurial journey with all our listeners.
Yes, hello, Robert. Thank you very much for the invitation. Talk to you.
Thank you. Well, great. Okay, so let's get started. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your current business. This sounds very interesting, and I'm sure our listeners would like to hear more about what you're doing.
Yeah, I just started last year. So basically, you can say it's a little bit like a startup company. We made the first sales now, but to start the sale, we needed to set up a production first. So we bought some machines like vacuum forming machines, cutter, a printer, a special oven to prepare the raw material. So it was a lot of headache in the beginning to start the business, but now everything is set up from the factory and we start the sale.
Yeah, now you've gone through some changes and you've relocated to Malta from Germany, and that transition from, I guess, a consultant but working for a German car manufacturer. What has that transition, has that helped you in employee perspective, consultant perspective, now an entrepreneur, and give us some insight into that, what that looks like
Yeah,
for you.
this helps a lot because the know-how I got from the automotive industry at that time helps me now a lot in my business. Because if you have a real car or a remote car, from the technical aspect, the setup of a car is nearly the same. And a lot of technical stuff I need to create and to develop the cars, I got this know-how from the automotive industry. That helps me a lot. And to be an entrepreneur, I learned, of course, when I founded my own business for the consulting. So in combination with both of these experiences, this helps me a lot today to create my own business for the remote cars.
Okay, now it sounds like this could be a bit of expensive to start a business. There's a lot of technology, the cars, and the rights to use the cars, whatever you need. Did you need financing? And how do you make money in the business now? So give us some numbers. Like what's that look like? What kind of investment did you need, and how are you making money?
Yeah, the investment for to start the production means the machines. I did everything on myself, the financing, and this money I took from the money I earned before from the consulting job. So the start of the company, I did the investment completely alone. At the moment, the sales, of course, is not covering the costs. So still at the moment, I'm financing myself. At the moment, still everything is fine. Let's see how the future will be. I try to avoid to have a financial investment partner because I did this in the past already. I had some experience with this, and they always have something they want to know about you, how you do a business, and so on. And then sometimes maybe there's a conflict in the future. So that's why I want to avoid making financial with other people. So I want to do everything on my own.
Okay, well, it's interesting as we talked earlier, and the demographics for this particular remote cars are for mostly older adults. But what can you give me a piece of knowledge or information about your industry that you can share that would benefit our listeners? Maybe some things about the industry that they may not know about.
You mean the people who buy the car, or what do you mean
Who buy the
specifically?
car, in information in general about the industry. I mean, if you're out from an outsider looking at in, give us some insight into that. Because I thought it was interesting that I thought your demographic would be a younger audience, but when you said no, it's older, I thought that was really interesting. So is that in combination with other things about the industry?
Yeah, let's say our average customer is older than 40 years, I would say. He has his own good income, so he has some time as well. Maybe his family is looking for a hobby. And if he's also into technology and cars, then he is mostly also into remote cars. And this is basically our audience. They, of course, look in shops, in internet shops for cars, or go to YouTube, check on some influencer which kind of cars they advise to them. And based on this, they decide which kind of car they take. So this is also our strategy to targeting this kind of audience. So we are talking about to dealers from remote cars worldwide in different shops and countries. And also we're talking to influencer to promote our car in the different local markets. So this is our strategy, how to get our customer. And we found a lot of customers in Facebook, in their special groups for remote cars, for cars especially. And so we did some posting about our cars, about our ideas, and then we got feedback, and even the first customers came out of these Facebook groups.
Okay, good. What are you most proud of in the terms of the work you do?
To see how everything I have in mind, how my business should look like in the future. And when step by step everything is growing, when you have the first machine, the machine is working after a long time trying to figure out how the machine works. And you see the quality is getting better and better. And when you see everything is now connected, then you have the first box in hand for the car to give to the customer. Then you really see it's going how I wanted it, and then I'm getting proud what I did.
Good. What advice would you give to someone starting off as an entrepreneur? If you were sitting next to a young person that wanted to be an entrepreneur, what were some of the things that you would tell them?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, first of all, you need to believe 100% on you, on your idea. You are not allowed, if you go this way, to give up. There's no give up. You have to go. Whatever happens, you have to go forward. And you should not listen to people who not pass through this, what you want to pass through. So it means only talk then, in this case, to entrepreneurs. Don't talk to friends who have a safe job. They will give you advice. Don't do it. It's too dangerous. You get maybe lose all your money or whatever. They will influence you in the wrong way. You need people to motivate you and to give you good advice for your business, for your future. So talk to people who pass through this, and don't talk to people who will never pass through this way. Then you're in a good way.
Okay, now you're from Germany, you're living in Malta now. What's the long-term vision of your company? Do you see yourself expanding into other areas beyond Malta? Do you want to expand globally, stay in Malta, and what's that look like?
I mean, the sales we do at the moment globally. So we sell to Japan, to US, to Europe. The company itself, the factory at the moment is in Malta. The headquarter of our company is based in UAE. So for now, everything is okay as it is. But I will not say in the future we will not maybe expand to other countries due to, let's say, changes of law from the government or tax changings or other influences, or even finding the right people to work with you, because this is in Malta a big challenge to find the right people. Yeah, depending how the business is growing and how the environment is adjusting to this, I will maybe change, but at the moment everything is fine like it is.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Malta now, and you're being an entrepreneur in Malta. I want you to give me some of the good points about starting a business in Malta, but also give me some of the challenges that you've had to overcome while starting a business in Malta.
Well, let me start with the challenges. If you want to deal with Maltese people, for example, you need a contract for a place, for a garage you want to rent, you need a Maltese person helping you. It's impossible to do this as a German, as a foreign person alone. So you need someone helping you in this. This is what was in the beginning a real challenge. The good side of Malta is everybody is friendly. They are less prejudging, like German people do this. You have good weather. You have, yeah, it's an easy way to go and to start getting contacts with them. But you also need someone to help you deeply, because the Maltese people, if you have really talking in business, it's better to have someone guiding and helping you. This is very important.
Okay. How do you define success and how do you celebrate success? I know that being an entrepreneur has a lot of ups and downs, and you can't stay in the downs and you can't stay too high in the highs, but how do you celebrate? What does success look like for you?
Success for me is when I can create my own routine during the day and I'm not accountable to no one, only me. So if I can do this, I'm already in a good position. In a later step, I would define success as well, depending on, let's say, something is growing around me, the company, ideas I have. But for now, that I have my own routine, that I can do my follow my dream independent, this is already a big success.
Okay. How do you deal with fear and doubt? I mean, it's you're in an interesting industry, very niche. How do you deal with fear and doubt?
Yeah, that's a good question. Sometimes I'm talking and praying to God to find the right answers to give me advices because it's hard. You cannot ask someone how to deal with this because there is no one like me at the moment. I know all around the people I know who is doing the same. So I'm alone with this idea, with this concept in my mind. And yeah, I have, of course, people in the company to talk to, some specific problems in the market or in the company himself. Yeah, but it's most I have to deal with myself.
Okay. Now, Malta is a beautiful place, lots of sunshine. How do you balance work and lifestyle?
I first of all have a routine. I go to the gym and to the sauna every morning. So this makes me relaxing for the day. Then, of course, I have my work routine, sometimes finishing 6, 7, 8, sometimes finishing 1, 2 o'clock in the night, depending on what's going on. But my work by life balance is the weekend I try really to keep free for the family, for playing with my daughter. I do remote car racing as a hobby. So what I'm doing in business, I also do a bit on my hobby. Yeah, with this balance, I find a good way to be relaxed. But especially the sauna in the morning, this helps me to be relaxed completely for the day.
Okay, let's learn a little bit more about you as well. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you like to do for a profession?
Only this.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I guess that's the engineer background in you, right? I mean, just, that's what your love, your true passion is.
To find the car, we have a racetrack here and all the cars I'm testing there, and to see which time I turning the round and if I get better and better and the car's on the limit and I find another way to make it a bit faster. This is really what my profession is, and that's what I want to do.
Are you, as far as publicity, is it mostly word of mouth? I mean, with what you sell, how do you get your customers and what does that look like? Is it mostly because it's so high-end cars? It's very specialized. So, and you got customers in the US. So how do people in the US find about you, about you?
That's a good question because I couldn't talk to them in this case. But I tell you one example. We made advertising for the website on Google, on Facebook and Instagram, and we didn't made advertising in specific on Malta, because our target market for us is clear, is America, is Canada, Europe, some countries, but Malta is Malta is with in terms of remote cars, what we produce is not fitting here. They have really on-road cars or really off-road cars. Our cars are in between of this from the market position. But we got an order from Malta, and this car I brought myself to the customer and asked, "Where? How did you find us?" And he said, "I was checking on Google special remote cars, and then I found your website." So I think most of them go on Google and check special keywords they're looking for, and then they found us.
Okay. What two words would you use to describe yourself as an entrepreneur?
No rules. No, I'm joking. I would say I'm visionary and trusting, these two words, I would say.
Okay. Anything keeping you up at night? Do you take your work to bed with you, and is it something that keeps you up, or are you pretty well done for the day and or anything else?
Normally, when the last foot is coming in the bed, I'm already sleeping.
Okay. So
But
you
I
don't
have sometimes, of course, sometimes I have doubts, especially when thinking about to finance the next step. If I found out, okay, I need another machine, I need this and that extra. Do I really want this? Is this really good now? Is this really the right time for this? Then can happen that I don't sleep properly at that night. But normally, no, normally I'm sleeping very well. Unless my daughter wakes me up in the middle of the night because she has something, but normally I'm sleeping.
Okay, now I'm sure you've had mentors before. You probably read books, things like that. Is there any books you read that you on entrepreneurship?
There's an app. With this app, they put the most important stuff of a book together. And I'm listening in the morning from home, going to the gym, 15, 20 minutes. I'm listening this kind of app and then selecting books depending on biography or some marketing stuff or setting up a lot of business stuff. I'm teaching then myself with this app. So if you ask me how many books I'm reading a month or a week, no real book, but if you look on how many books I'm listening in this app, it's 3 to 5 books a week. So
Any book stands out? Any book that you could recommend to an entrepreneur that you found very helpful?
oh, that's a good question. There's one from Anthony Robbins, but I don't know the name at the moment. But he is the making a lot of how your mind is working, how you can pass through if you have bad moments, how you can you motivate yourself. This kind of technology I've learned in this book, and this helps me most the time.
Okay. You obviously talked with the other entrepreneurs. Have you received any advice when you started your business from another entrepreneur or a mentor that really resonated with you? Anything that they said that sounded real interesting and you kind of stick to it? Nothing in particular?
No.
Okay. Now you're in a growing industry, which is real interesting. How are you going to kind of position yourself with the common, I guess, regular players in the industry? You're specialized, and how do you kind of position yourself against the rest?
We first of all create for our brand a market position in terms of technology, which is in a higher level compared to what you can buy. So we are from the technology on a higher level. Of course, then we have a higher price. But also we support our customers with know-how. So if you call us, someone will pick up the phone or someone will answer the email. It's not like a lot of companies you talk to a voice machine or something like this or an AI tool and you don't get any information about your delivery or whatever. We really take care that we talk to the customer in that moment he has a question, and we always provide the technology which is a bit better than others.
Okay, good. We're going to wrap things up. How can our listeners get hold of you? And is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today? Any words of advice? Any inspirational thoughts?
Never give up your dream.
Never give up your dream. Just keep going at it. And the name of your company and how to get hold of you if someone wants to check out your cars or your site, anything like that, you want to add that?
The name from the site is quantum-rc.com, and there's also a contact formula or an email address. You can send an email and even phone numbers there, so then you can call me anytime you want.
Okay, and they can check out all the cars on the site and get an idea for what you're doing.
The special we have is that you can create your own car, so you can choose the design, the engine, the tires. So this is something special nobody else has. You can buy a car which is in the shop exactly like it is in the box. With our tool, you can create your own car. So you can create whatever you want, and this car will be produced specially for you and delivered to you. This is also something really unique.
Shipping included?
Shipping not included because depending where the customer lives, of course, America is a bit more expensive than going to Italy. But we have, compared to other companies, we have good shipping prices because we work, and this is a good advantage, I have to say, here in Malta. Everybody's complaining about Malta Post. For me, Malta Post is the best post in the world because they have very good prices. They are very friendly for me and for our company, and they help us a lot. So.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Nico, thank you for coming on my show. I've learned about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Have a good day.
Next time.